friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Inyanei Pikuach Nefesh, based on the Torah of HaRav HaRashi, HaGon Reb Isser Yehuda Unterman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He has a Sefer Shevet Mehuda, and we're going through it not at the speed I want to, because we have, Baruch Hashem, so many different series that are going on. But every time we learn this together, I feel amazing that we're able to learn this Torah about Pikuach Nefesh. It relates to Corona usually, and also to learn the Torah of Unterman, to bring of Unterman back to life. He was a Gaon, he was a Tzaddik, Talmid Reb Shimon Shkop. So in Simon Yadalid and Os Yadalid, in the Shevet Mehuda, he discusses the following very, very famous shaila. Is it mutter to be machmir on yourself and to be moser nefesh if the din is yavur v'al yeharik? What's the din in those instances when one is supposed to be over and not be killed, and the person says, I want to be frum. I want to be machmir and I want to give up my life. Do we allow this person to do that? That's what we're going to discuss. To be machmir even when you're allowed to be over. And this shir is dedicated L'nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvira, Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef, Maris Chana Bas Reb Yitzchak Maris Alta Chana Bas Reb Meir Zev. And if anybody would like to dedicate and share in someone's honor, you can contact me. So Rav Unterman writes, "Matzino b'din zeh shenechelku bo rabotenu rishonim v'yesh shalosh shitot b'davar." So there are three shitas about this shaila of dying, the chumra. When a person wants to be machmir himself and die, the halacha is that he's supposed to live. What are the three shitas? Number one. There's Das HaRambam in the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah, that whenever it says in the Torah, Yavor V'al Yeharig, if the person is supposed to be over the Avera and not be killed, if he decides instead to be killed and not to be over, he's Mischayiv B'Nafsho. And the Torah says, Asher Yaso Osadam B'Chayibahem B'lo She'yomus B'hem. Torah is about life, so therefore if you're supposed to live, you're Chayiv to live. And the Geras HaShmad, and Maimer Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam adds, B'lashoina HaTorah, and it says, B'mokum she'amru yavur v'al yaharig, v'reza ha'ish yoyser yokar me'chachomim, v'yoyser medaktik b'mitzis v'tir atzmo l'misa b'fivu, b'lashona v'kidrish Hashem l'fi dvar v'uchoyte, u'moyred b'maisa v'umischayiv b'nafsho l'fi divri Hashem yizbarach, asher yasa oysa adam v'chayibim. This guy wants to be over, and he wants to be nerag, even though he's told to be over and not to be nerag, so he thinks he's better than the chachomim. He's more medaktik b'mitzvahs, he's matir atzmo l'misa, and such a person is doing an egregious sin, and he's obligated in his soul, and this will not go unpunished. So that's a big avera, the Torah says, v'chai b'hem. That's shitas HaRambam. Da'as HaRashbo v'haritvo is that even though he's not mitzvah lehoreg al kiyuma shel mitzvah, nevertheless, if he wants to be machmir on himself, it is permitted for him to do so, and he will be makabel schar. Ayin b'chadush ha'arash b'ritva ha'masech ha'shabbos daf memtes b'nyan elisha b'aknofayim turi aridea kufnin zayin paskins like them, that if a person wants to be machmir on himself, he may do so. The Beis Yosef is not machriya, but the machabir in Shulchan Aruch says, like the tur, that a person is allowed to be machmir on himself, and he b'chlal, interestingly enough, doesn't bring Das HaRambam, who paskins the opposite way, that you're not allowed to be machmir. He brings like the Rashba and the Ritva, that you're allowed to be machmir. The Bach paskins like the Rambam, Vein Sham B'Shach B'Sif Kotten Aleph. Then you have the opinion then of the Nemuke Yosef, Sanhedrin, Sof Perak Ben Sorer Umore, Tuchol Hechidam Rinon, Yavor V'Al Yehareg Ein Lo Limsor Atzmo L'Misa Al Kedushas Hashem V'im Osa Reza Mischayiv B'Nafsho, like the Lashon of the Rambam. So the Nebuka Yosef Paskins like the Rambam, but wait, we said it's a third Shita. Why is he different than the Rambam? He He makes a tenai that if he's an Adam Godol v'chosid yarei shamayim, and he sees that the door is parutz, he sees that the generation is not acting properly, they're making many breaches, and he wants to be mekadesh shem Hashem, it is permitted for him to do so, even al mitzvah kala, l'man yishmu v'yilmedu liyiras Hashem u'lahav v'b'chol libam. He wants to give up his life to set a good example. If he's a Adam Godol v'chosid, with or without a shtreimel, and he's a yari shamayim, then he's allowed to give up his life. He brings a raya l'dvar from Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah, that even though the tzelem was not mamish avodah zarah, b'chol zot they were mapil as atzmam l'kivshon ha'esh, because many people were serving, thought it was avodah zarah, and therefore was a kiddush Hashem to die. He brings a medrash chazal on this. L'chor is a little bit of a steer. He starts off and he says, Adam gadol chosid v'yari shamayim. And then he's Messiah b'stam b'nei Adam. He brings the medrash malach hayotze lisokol shamalti as b'nei. What are you going out to be stoned for? I circumcised my son. Why are you going to be killed? I took my lulav. He brings the medrash. It's myri b'chol Adam. So what's pshat in Amukah Yosef that he starts off talking about a chassid and Adam gadol, and then he concludes talking about any person who wants to be mekadesh shem shamayim has the right to do so. So from this, it would appear that he's mechalik at the beginning between an Adam Godol and Shara Am is dafka without a gzeira. Ela al yedei anas, it's just a person, an individual, who's forcing someone to do an aveira or to die. So an Adam Godol dafka specifically is allowed to when hashot tzrich lekach. But b'shas gzeira al tzibur, which is the medrash that he brings, there's a gzeira on the tzibur that they're not allowed to keep mitzvahs. So everybody's allowed to be machmer on themselves and do lifnim meshuras hadin. So that's all a mitzvah saseh, that they're not letting you wear tefillin. They're not letting you take lulav. Not letting you circumcise your child. That's a mitzvah saseh. A person's allowed to be machmer and go lifnim meshuras hadin if it's a shas gzeira. But if it's a mitzvah lo saseh, then where they're forcing people to be over on Averos, then you have to give up your life, even on a Raksa de Misane, even if Jews wear a special type of shoelace, you have to give up your life for that as well. So those are the three shitas in the Rishonim. So we have no makor for the halacha that it's mutter to be moiser atzmo, the shitas harashba v'aritva v'atur v'amechaber, even though mitzadadin yavor v'al yaharig, and also the Mukah Yosef and Adam Gadol. So it emerges then that the guy's committing suicide. So what's their source? The only source they bring is Hananya Mishael Azariah, that it wasn't mamash avodah zarah, and yet he still was willing to give up his life. But more than that, we don't have. In the Sefer Yeshua Siyankif in Yoredeya and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, he brings a reason, because lahatzilas Yisrael mutter limsar atzmo. And those who want to save Jews, you're allowed to give yourself over willingly in order to save Jewish lives. And the Rashi there brings about the Haruge Lud, those who live near Ben Gurion Airport. Nobody can stand in their mechitza. And Rashi says, because they were moiser nefesh to save the Jewish people, even though they're not mechuyev mitzad adin, and therefore even lahatzia latzibur min hachet gamkein mutter. So just like you want to save their lives, you're also allowed to save them from sin. Because they might think that this tzelem, that's what the Nemuka Yosef brings from Hanani Mishael Azariah, that this tzelem is really Avodah Zarah, and they might come themselves to serve Avodah Zarah. So therefore, in order to save them from making a mistake, you are allowed to be Moser Nefesh, just like you're allowed to give Moser Nefesh to save their lives, you're also allowed to Moser Nefesh to save them from a mistake. So that's all Lashitas HaNemuka Yosef. But Lashitas HaMatirim, L'chol Adam, even when nobody else is going to learn from you, the Nemuka Yosef says that if you're an Adam Gadol, Yari Shemaim, you saw the door is paros, you need to be Mekadesh Shem Shemaim b'seder. So if you're allowed to give up your life to save other Jews, you're allowed to give up your life to save them from sinning. But what about the sheet of the Rashba and the Ritva? That Stam, even if it's not going to be for other Jews, what's their makor that you're allowed to give up your life to be Makadashim Shemayim? Even if the guy says, you know, eat without a bracha, the guy says, don't put on tefillin today. What's the makor that you're allowed to die? It's Yavur Val Yehorig. So for this, Harav Unterman brings a chiddush that is not explicit in the words of our sages, but it has simuchim, it has on what to rely. In Parashas Kedoshim, in the Sifra, it says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you're Makadish yourself, as if you're Makadish me. If you're not Makadish yourself, you weren't Makadish me. The Ramban there explains the mitzvah klolis that shaykh to all branches of life, to be Makayadua, to be Makadish Atzmenu. But Mutur Lanu, I remember learning this in Rabbi Kerner's year in 9th grade, learning this Ramban, that we have to be Makadish ourselves in what's permitted, in order that we should be prushim min ha-moisaros v'nashrish kedusha b'nafshenu, in order that we shouldn't be excessively involved in physical pleasures, and we should let kedusha take root in our souls. So that's a general mitzvah. And be'emes, there's an aveyu, that's kedoshim tiyu, not to be, to be careful how much you eat, and with one's wife, v'chulei v'chulei. U'be'emes yesh aveyra, there's an aveyra l'sagef atzmo, to be mitzar yourself is no good. But if a person sees a reason that he should do it, such nazirim are great. So stam, when you're misagef yourself, when you want to become an ascetic, it really depends on what your purposes are. If you're doing it to be makadish yourself, to save yourself from sin, it's gevaldik. But if you're doing it just to torture yourself because of no spiritual reason, then it's a terrible thing. So it emerges that even though the Torah doesn't tell a person what to do to be makayim kadoshim tiyu, our teachers, our chachamim, tell us that it's to be Makadish ourselves, b'moser lanu, b'mutar lanu. It's to be Makadish ourselves in what's permitted, and do lefnim mishur hadin, in order to be masik dargis of kedusha. Therefore, we can explain in the same direction the mitzvah that it says b'loshen stami v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, that this means to do ma'isim asher shem shamayim miskadish al yodam, v'gam limsor nafshenu b'shvil zeh. That we are intended to do ma'isim through which Shem Shamayim is going to be miskadesh, and even to be moser nefesh. And that's the mitzvah v'nikdashti. What's v'nikdashti? That just like you voluntarily take upon yourself in kedoshim tiyu, not to eat too much, drink too much, sleep too much. Here also you voluntarily take upon, but you adarabi, you become a nazir. So here also you voluntarily take upon yourself to die. The person takes upon himself to die in order to be Makadish Shem Shamayim. So, Benikdashti has a halacha psuka, it has a halacha that one must do, and then it has a madrega for all people. What must one do? In the three big averis, one must die. And then, Lefnimishur Sadim is main Kadish Atzmacha B'Mutrlach. That if, that even though it's permitted for one to live, but if one wants to reach extra sanctification, one is allowed to die al kiddush Hashem. So that's the connection between kedoshim tiyu and v'nikdashti. Both allow you, are both general, they're stami, it doesn't go into details, but it allows a person to choose to reach high levels of kedusha. And that's also how you can explain the halacha that if a person's choshke nafsho b'tor, he can be without a wife, like Ben Zoma. And what's the heter? The Torah is a mitzvah to get married. Kikach ishisha. According to some Rishonim, it's a mitzvah. Certainly a mitzvah to have children. So the answer is that it's midin kadish atzmecha b'mutar lach. That a person wants b'didis chasidus to separate himself from this world. Like Ben Azai, who's so mismaser, so yigigaben, so given over to Torah, so he's allowed to do so. But there's a difference between Mesiris Nefesh mitzad adin and Mesiris Nefesh mimidus chasidus when the din is in mechayivim. If it's Mesiris Nefesh mitzad adin, it doesn't matter what your kavan is, what your machshav is, because it's a mice of Mesiris Nefesh and the person's kadosh. And that's pshat in the pasuk maybe in Tehillim. Im shachachnu shem Elokeinu v'nefros kapenu le'elzar, halel Elokim yachkor zos ki yodei atalam osleib. And this means that if we had machshavas lo nechonos, we had bad thoughts to serve a foreign god, i.e. the Yetzer Hara, that's the Elzar. Elokim yachkor zos ki yodei atalam osleib. He's going to be done on our maisim. He's going to judge our thoughts. But the fact that ki alecha ragnu kol hayom, that we died for God, that we're Moser Nefesh al Kedushas Hashem, that lifts us above everything. And the mice is even greater. So there, Hashem, when you're doing what you have to do, God doesn't look into your heart anymore. God looks at what you did, and then if you did the right thing, that's enough for Hashem. But when you do it, Mitaris Mitas Chasidus, the ikar is going to be your Kavana. Because there, it really depends on your Kavana, and there's not a formal law that obligates everybody. So it emerges that the Makor Adin, that there's a heter, Limso Nafsha, Lefnim Mishiris Adin, is the Pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu, and Vinikdashti. Kedoshim Tiyu tells us that you want to reach a higher level of Kedusha, and therefore Vinikdashti is also a higher level of Kedusha. And therefore one is allowed to die for an Aveira, not to do an Aveira, even if it's not required, Al Pi Halacha. The Nitziv and the Hamek Shela and the Sheilta Simon Membeis Yif Katan Beis brings in a Muka Yosef. He says Ve'en la zeh shoresh, but we found a shoresh. We found one. We find in the Rambam himself a Dover Nifla that there's an instance where a person is not mechuyav limsor nafsho, and if he goes to Beis Din, they're going to tell him to be over, not to be nerag. And nevertheless, if he's nerag and he's not over, not only is he not mischayev benafsho, but rather he is she'osa hayosher v'hatoiv diyesh v'yesh lo schar gadol lifnei Hashem u'ma'alosu b'mayla liyona. This guy has done what is good, upright, and in front of Hashem, and he has great reward, and he is in a tremendous madrega. And this is not mentioned in the poskim, but the Rambam writes it in his Maimar Kiddush Hashem, Geras Teiman. This is what the Rambam writes. We'll read his Lashon HaZov. V'da shekol hashmados shalei b'zman hachachama yimitzuvim b'hem lavar ala mitzvah v'hay b'hem asiyas maise k'mo shem v'talmud shalei asku b'toro v'shalei mulas b'neim v'shilus nishasem nidos v'ulam zeh hashmad lo yischaivu asiyas maise zulas adibur b'lvad. So the Rambam says that it's one thing b'shas Shema to die to do an Aveira, but this is a weird Shema that you guys are going through, and that is that you're just forcing you to be Moda and the Shlichus, I guess, of Muhammad. And they're just saying you admit Muhammad is a true prophet, so you admit he's a true prophet, you're not doing any Avoda, so you're not doing any Maisa, you're not serving any idol. So why not just admit that Muhammad's a prophet? So the answer is that if they wanted, it's not, if we go to Beis Din and ask, they're not going to tell the person they have to die, they're going to tell the person just stay alive. But if they want to die, they're doing what's Yashir Be'enei Hashem, and they're going to get tremendous reward. So you see even in the Rambam that he has a heter in a certain instance die when one is to die when one is told to say something that a Jew generally should not be saying. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we saw some chedushim, we saw three shittas rishonim, we saw makaros for these sources, for these shittas, and Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we will tanser Ryan into the next os in a future shir, and we have a lot more to talk about. Believe me, sweet friends, big topic, and it's exciting to be able to continue. Mir Tzeshem, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.